garder la mienne, un souvenir pour la vie. Un jour tu l'avais plus.
We actually had to do this lunch with Sal Hinnie. This is years ago for the Salvation Army, and you couldn't figure out how to get the napkins out of the napkin holder. It was like one of those, you know, they're like packed in too tight. It was like, it was beyond him.
I keep pulling them and they just tear off.
That was in a fancy restaurant.
They won't come out.
They have those only at the finest establishments.
Ginny, can you help me get one of the napkins loose?
No, no one would do that. But I guess we can't even suffer to ask how much money household is going to have a country go and tell him. I can operate a power drill if need be.
Yeah.
A counter sinker also as well. Okay. You know, on to other stuff as well. We've got, I don't know what the Richard did.
We've got a whole minute is what we got.
Okay. Well, in the beautiful Greenwich, let's tell you everything you need to know about Greenwich. Yesterday, federal officials announced that 29 migratory Canada geese rounded up in Bruce Park last summer were captured with a net gun, gassed on site, then plucked, carved, and donated to a Southwestern Connecticut food bank.
Lovely, let's gas the geese and give the meat to the poor people.
Yeah, huh? Nothing like a good goose gassing, the way I see it.
Gassing was done by carbon dioxide carried out in a mobile unit designed for the job. See, when you're in Greenwich, you can get the U.S. Department of Agriculture to come up and gas your geese for you. This is a spokesman for the Department of Agriculture said, we tried to create the least amount of stress for the animals, placing them in a box or enclosed vehicle to try to prevent stress. Why we are killing them? anyway, more about this later. The puppet head. And a lot of people call our show and they say, Bruce and Colin, there's nothing to do in Hartford, and specifically there's nothing to do for a person like me who enjoys multimedia kind of dance, music, giant puppet performance art. And we always say, how wrong you are. And joining us now is Debbie Gardette from the Watson Avenue film program. Not that this is necessarily a film program that we're about to talk about, to explain an event, a once-in-a-lifetime event that will be occurring on Friday night. Hi.
Hi.
So, where do we begin? Well, maybe we can begin by saying that this is something called Drop, right?
Correct,
and
yeah.
It's never been performed.
Every drop of water.
Yeah, and it's never been performed before, and it will probably never be performed again.
That's correct.
And can you begin to sort of rough out for us what this actually is?
Sure. Well, this is as you said, it's a multimedia show, which is going to benefit the film program at the Athenaeum. And it began with a conversation at Dan Blow's Dan Blow's home, actually.
Dan Blow is the guy who runs the fashion store Japanaria.
Right. And we were there having over drinks and
we were drunk, basically.
And we came up with this idea to work together with some Hartford artists. There's so many talented people.
And there actually is a person who does giant puppets, right?
Ann Coverly does, yeah.
Ann Coverly, yeah. I have four or five of her puppets at my apartment.
you're lucky.
Yeah.
And yes, they're so gorgeous and imaginative. And there will be several of those here that night. And it's a very whimsical show. It's a fantasy show. And I don't want to tell you too much about it, but there's dancing involved,
right.
Video, music, and Jacques Lamar from Hartford Stage and Paul Shipman will appear in cameo roles as the Mermaid Clams Casino in her courtier. So.
and I guess there's a little bit for everyone. It may not be giving away too much that at the end Jacques Lemire discovers that Darth Vader is his father.
No, that's a different movie.
Okay, but there's like this kind of all-star list of Hartford area talent that's involved in producing this thing, right? You want to mention some of the people who are involved, mainly because they have funny names.
Ann Carberly, as you mentioned, and Full Force Dance Theater is involved, and several of their dancers. John Alves did all the graphics and the invitation, and Dan Blow has been the producer and director of the show, and my very own Tom Rattel is the audiovisual guru. He works here at the Athenaeum.
In other words, the Blow family are involved as well, I believe.
Yes, Tay Blow is Dan's son is doing the music and some of the other audiovisual that goes along with the show.
I'm still having a hard time conjuring up a mental picture of this somehow. So I'll be sitting in my seat at the beautiful Aetna Theater at the Wadsworth Athenaeum.
And you won't be disappointed.
In I might have the same place that Gertrude Stein and Virgil Thompson presented Four Saints in Three Acts for the first time, directed by John Houseman.
Correct, back in 1934.
On a night that where Dorothy Parker and Buckminster Fuller and Salvador Dali and everybody like that all came to Hartford to see this incredible moment in the artistic life of America.
Yeah, I mean, kind of something similar. Edna Theater has an incredible history.
You know, this whole thing with the puppets in the water and stuff like that, will this be kind of a similar magnitude?
Absolutely, and it's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah. All right, well, so is this like Blue Man Group? Do you have to wear ponchos in case, like, stuff gets on you? Or?
That's a good idea.
Really? Because will there be, like, water and stuff flying off the stage?
You never know.
All right. Well, anyway.
The audience is part of the show. I'll give that much away.
Oh, okay.
And there is a bubbly reception following Drop.
Yes, and there'll be video projection, live music, dance, puppets, and, as they say, more.
More.
All right. I don't feel like we've gotten to the bottom of this at all, but... if people want to know more about this, they'll just have to pay you a lot of money, right?
That's right, yeah. It's a benefit for the film program at the Aetna Theater, and tickets range from $35 to $100 for patrons.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few tickets left, but there aren't many.
Well, I'm sure they're going like hotcakes.
They are. Yeah. They really are.
It's the must-see event of...
It is, absolutely.
All right, well, thanks very much, Debbie. We'll be talking to you very soon, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I ordered it one for you, I think it for you too, just in case.
When is this?
I don't know how much you like puppets. It's Friday night.
Okay.
The whole thing sounds, and I don't mean this in a pejorative way at all, it's never going to mean it in a very affirming way. It sounds a little gay, actually.
I have no idea why you'd say that.
Actually, everybody of even, swinish, pinheaded, right wing, conservative, Southern Baptist, homophobic Christians can also enjoy an event like this as well. It's something that everybody can enjoy.
You know what we got to start doing?
Yeah.
We're going to try to work the phrase snake handling into the show at least once a week.
I have been assured there are no actual live snakes on stage during this production.
I just love that. That whole concept, I just love it.
I wonder if we can go back. This is not snake, this is about geese, but I just want to go back and just tell you what little more else I know about this.
Oh, there's more developed
down in Greenwich. And then actually, no, it's not.
More information.
Turns out gassing is the only approved method for killing nuisance fowl.
Why would that be? Did they get an appeal, by the way?
Stabbing them with a penknife is just something that the USDA can't really get behind. The Greenwich Department of Health said it contracted with the USDA to carry out the killing last summer. And so even as Greenwich applies for a permit to hire the USDA again to kill off, they want to kill 200 more Canada geese this summer. Gas them, pluck them, carve them up, give the meat to the boar. That's the plan.
God, that's terrible.
And actually, the birds...
On so many levels.
The birds' carcasses were butchered and given to Connecticut Hunters for the Hungry. Their representative, Bob Jean of Montville, he turned them over to a food bank in his hometown. Then he goes, and says,
all I got was breast meat,
Jean said. Well, that sounds like he might... He's not supposed to take anything for himself, is he?
Oh, my God. One wouldn't say.
He's one of the hunters for the hungry. What's he getting anything for?
It's commission.
All I got was some breast meat.
That's his quote in the area. Well, yeah, exactly. That's his commission.
Yeah. Finder's fee.
So, but anyway, it's difficult to measure exactly how the killings affected the grounds at Bruce Park
in lovely Greenwich.
Kennedy geese live anywhere between 20 and 30 years.
Not down here, they don't.
They mate from the age of 3 until they die, not unlike grasshoppers. And they're just trying to downsize the population. A fellow ought to be able to go for a walk without the geese poop getting all over one's tops.
No, we should do. We should get a big, giant cage and gather up all of these geese that are out here and just take a trip down there to the town line.
And just turn them loose. Dump them all down there. Give them each one of them a buck to buy a Powerball ticket. little run honking through the town of Greenwich. I like that idea, actually. We've got geese like Disney has mice, all right? We've got them up here. We got lots of them. We've got state coyotes. We've got everything up here. I'll get to this list everything in just a second. But he's got the blues right now.
I see.
He's going to be going to the city scene tonight and Friday and Saturday. I'm going to go see him tonight, city scene.
I'm sure that'll make his evening.
And he wants to come in tomorrow, but tomorrow we've also booked this blues guy that was like Arnold.
Yeah, bring him all in.
Arnold Dean has been pushing this blues guy. He's like the greatest blues guy ever. So we said, okay, we'll take him.
He's got like a 1920s jazz performer or something.
Jeff Pitchell. I'm just trying to imagine what Arnold's idea of the blues are anyway, you know. I can't get no more gin center. My Dairy King grape juice is running low. I can't get no porcelana. My Viagra's working kind of slow. We need our medications, I think.
I want to try to work a your man chores thing in there, too.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I got up to pee 17 times last night. My prostate looks like SpongeBob.
He's not going to say, he just lost the producer on that one. That's very good.
So anyway, we have Arnold Dean's favorite blues band come to other state officials concerned with this. Should sort of step forward and say, oh, that's illegal. And not that anybody ever does. I want to talk about the fact that West Hartford has completely come unhinged. Absolutely. More than ever, West Hartford is basically turning into Washington Square Park circa 1970, except it's not as good a place to buy drugs. But there's like demonstrations going on all the time about everything, and people canvassing and leafleting and Blueback Square Part 6, the Mall of the Fifth. It just goes on and on. And so
I'm going to have a guest on that.
The madness that has seized West Hartford. Okay, we're going to do some phone calls here. I do want to talk about the madness of West Hartford eventually, though. Madness of West Hartford.
Can we get the police chief in here to talk about this?
The police chief, by the way, was not able to keep Mr. Sparkle out of town. So we have to talk about that.
Oh, all right.
There's like so many great West Hartford stories at this point. The town is
not all, by the way, it's not all the police chief's fault.
No, I think it is all the police chief's fault. Let me say one thing Buford Buzzer found out. If you listen, she's still out. Once you get Mr. Sparkle in town, you never get your town down. Because the kids start going down to Mr. Sparkle, and start watching each other.
Yeah.
It's all spraying each other with the nozzles and stuff. You never get your town back. Should we talk to Afa?
Yes, we should. Afa, hi.
Hello. Afa, are you there? I guess we should.
If he's not there.